WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And now it's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we've got a show today based on Jazz Times Magazine. Got a special announcement regarding Jazz Times Magazine and In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to play from their top 50 albums of 2014. And let's start off with their number one pick, Sonny Rollins, from his Road Shows Volume 3 album. This is Bee Gees.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sonny Rollins from his album Roadshows, Volume 3. And we heard his composition, BG. And let's get some personnel on that. First of all, this album was recorded from various performances between 2001 and 2012. And I don't think Sonny Rollins has to be in his 80s for sure. He has been performing since 2012. And we were lucky enough to see Sonny Rollins maybe around, I don't know, 4 years ago or so at Newport Jazz Festival. And he put on a great show. As you heard in that track, still going strong in his live performances back then. And that group was Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Clifton Anderson on trombone, Stephen Scott on piano. Let's see, Perry Wilson on drums. And Kamati Dinzulu on percussion. Sonny Rollins was, and the Roadshows album was for the number one pick in Jazz Times Magazine Top 50 that they published in this month's edition of Jazz Times Magazine. And also, it was quite a surprise to me when our friend Noah Preminger gave me a call and kind of hit me to the fact that In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond was also in this magazine, and we were named by the Reader's Poll as one of the top podcasts. An interesting Reader's Poll. They only published the top four vote getters in each category, and I was happy to see that In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond made that list of the top four podcasts for 2014. So I want to thank all my listeners who have supported me over the years and voted for me in the Reader's Poll at Jazz Times Magazine. So thank you all, and very honored to be in Reader's Poll as one of the winners, as I said, in the podcast category. So we're going to kind of reciprocate by giving Jazz Times Magazine some play here. As I mentioned, they in this issue, they published their top 50 albums. It's actually the top 40 albums that were released this year, and 10 historical re-releases of some great music. So we heard number one, Sonny Rollins, Roadshows, Volume 3, and we're going to continue on with their number two pick. And this is Ambrose Akinmusari from his album, The Imagined Savior Is Far Easier to Paint. It's a great album and one that has showed up on many of the top 10 lists for 2014 that I've seen. So let's hear. We're going to hear a track called Our Basement. Thank you.
Dusk and after light, your eyes were aglow like two moons. Then your smile shot through me, tranquilizing all the ache. And now I'm higher than the street lights fading on. Like
you walk past me.
in the fleeting. No drug can escape. I hide my face behind the shame of all the sins that keep that sound from me. The sound
There you have it, the top three picks from This month's Jazz Times Magazine, the 2014 Top 50 Albums. And the last one you heard was album number 3 in this list, and that's by Jason Moran. An album that got quite a bit of press. The name of the album is All Rise, A Joyful Elegy for Fats Waller. And Jason Moran's quite, I will say, radical interpretation of Fats Waller's great music. And you heard Ain't Misbehavin'. And that vocal voice you heard was Michelle Ndigliocello, who helped produce the album as well. Very interesting album, one you should definitely listen to, but don't expect to hear Fats Waller's music as you're used to listening to it, as Jason Moran, as you heard on that track, completely rearranged and brought his own composition and arrangements to Fats Waller's great music. Before that, we heard number 2 on this list of the top 50 albums, and that was Ambrose Akinmusari from his album The Imagined Savior Is Far Easier to Paint. And we heard the track on that called Our Basement. And there was a female vocalist on that as well. And I love that voice. It's the voice of Becca Stevens. Another great album. Very interesting albums that really show just the wide array of directions that jazz music is headed. And something that jazz music needs, I think. I think it needs to spread out and incorporate different genres and incorporate all kinds of different people's expectations and their own interpretations of the music. We're going to move ahead on this list of the top 50 picks from Jazz Times Magazine of albums released in 2014 to a very, very good album with some great players on it. This is a duo album, a duet between Kenny Barron and Dave Holland, the great pianist and bassist, respectfully. Their album's called The Art of Conversation, and we're going to hear The Oracle. Thank you. Brian Blade and his fellowship band from his latest release entitled Landmarks. And Brian Blade always has those epic tracks, you know, that are 10, 12, 15 minutes long. Always puts a couple of those on his albums, on his fellowship band albums. And this is no exception. We heard one of those tracks. It's entitled Farewell Bluebird at 13 and a half minutes long. And as I said, sort of an epic composition. And I really like it. Brian Blade's fellowship band. The personnel on that, Brian Blade, an outstanding drummer, accompanied by Melvin Butler on soprano and tenor sax, John Coward on piano, mellotron, and pump organ, Chris Thomas on bass, Myron Walden on alto sax and bass clarinet, and on that track it's also joined by Jeff Parker on guitar. Before that we heard from Kenny Barron and Dave Holland, an outstanding album, and it's called The Art of Conversation. Of course, Kenny Barron, one of the finest pianists in modern jazz, as well as Dave Holland, a great bass player. A bass player and a musician who's appeared on this show, actually, some years ago. I had the honor of doing a great interview with Dave Holland. And that album, The Art of Conversation, a duo album, a duet. And we heard the track called The Oracle. And those two tracks were number 8 and number 9 on Jazz Times Magazine's Top 40 Critics Picks for 2014. And we're honoring Jazz Times Magazine by playing their, some selections from their top 50 jazz albums. And let's see, we're up to 8 and 9, and we're going to continue on with number 10 was Yosvany Terry, a great Cuban saxophone player, and he released an album called New Throned King, an album that really gets into, the traditions and the rhythms of Cuban-influenced jazz music. And so we're going to hear a track from that one called Ojun Degara. This is Yosvany Terry.
Oh.
time now is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut. Bill Frisell from his latest release, one entitled Guitar in the Space Age, and it definitely has that spacey sound, and he does some tracks here, you know, from early rock, from the 60s, surfer music, some British rock, you know, such as Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds, Surfer Girl, some really interesting things. Tired of Waiting for You. I think that's a Kinks song. And it definitely has a very interesting sound of a lot of layers of guitar music there, including some pedal steel guitar. And just an interesting and different sound from Bill Frisell. Bill Frisell always exploring new directions and new sounds. And accompanying Bill on that, on electric guitar, is Greg Leese on pedal steel guitar, Tony Shear on bass, and Kenny Wollinson on drums, a trio that he plays with quite a bit. One that I've seen in concert, again, very interesting and different sound. Before that, we heard from the great Cuban master, saxophone player, and also the master of the shaker, or shekery, perhaps they call it in Cuba, Yosvani Terry, from his album New Throne King. And we heard Ojun Degara, and that also features the great Latin percussionist Pedrito Martinez on that, doing vocals and playing all kinds of congas and percussion.